Looking for that one special outfit to wear to a momentous event? You can do it all in one place at Cabin House. Welcome, Casey Wallace, to our show today to tell us more. Welcome, Casey.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So Cabin House is like a renovated, I feel like you did the outside of the building. And so then that was like kind of drew an attention. Mm-hmm. Was it an empty building for a long time?
So it was actually, growing up, it was City Square Cafe when I was probably in middle school. And then it was purchased by a family and they had it as a laundromat for the past 10 years or so. I think Green Acres Laundromat.
Was it a real laundromat?
Yes. Oh, okay. And it was, I have all the photos from it just because there was so much renovations. And then I was working for a client at the time, and I don't own the building. A couple of friends of mine, actually, I call them friends now because we've become so close. Corey Austin and Tyler Wilson, they own the building. They purchased it, and I met them when they were in the renovation phase. I was working for a client doing some marketing work, and I fell in love with it. And I was like, what are you guys going to do with the space? And they were like, well, we're going to rent it out. I was like, to me, I'm taking it. Yeah. And so I kind of got to be a part of the footprint from the beginning, and they let me be a part. I tell people they paid for the expensive stuff, and I got to pay for the fun stuff.
Yeah, which is a good kind of way to go through it.
Yes.
So you took a building. It's on Broad.
Yes, it kind of straddles Broad and Spring.
Yeah, it's kind of the all good side of Cookeville Town.
The less traffic side.
Yeah, so the split between Spring and Broad on that side. And you took this building and you've decided to kind of make two almost separate under the same name.
Yes.
So tell me about this journey to start Cabin House.
Sure. So when I grew up here, and then I ended up moving away for college, went to MTSU, and I stayed there for about 10 years. And in that meantime, my husband and I owned a couple franchises in that side of Tennessee, and we ended up having children, wanted to be moved back here and be close to family. And when we moved back, I was like, I really want to own our own slice of Cookeville again, mm-hmm. you know, because we loved working together. And so we were looking for different places. I came across this space and it was the perfect layout and it had parking, which was a big deal, you mm-hmm. know. And so we fell in love with the idea of the space before we even came up with the idea of what we wanted to put in it. And so one of the things that we had wanted was, all right, we have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. And I was like, there are some places for us to like have a birthday or have a rehearsal dinner or have those sweet moments, but there's not a lot of them. And so we were like, what can we bring to Cookeville that would just kind of fill a need? And so that's where we kind of decided on the event side of the space.
Casey, I've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs over the years. I've done many, many interviews of people, and not often do people say, I found the space and then I decided on a business to put in the space.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Just, I think that is a sweet story you had this vision of working together with your husband on something and just not knowing what it was and just kind of being open-minded enough to say, where is this going to lead us? Mm-hmm. I'm sure your faith has a lot to do with kind of that plan of where you feel the stirring and calling. It's just very interesting to say we had the space. Do you think the space kind of led you to the way the space looked and got set up that you thought this could be a good event space? Or
I think when we owned Lizard Thicket boutique franchises, one in Murfreesboro, one in Franklin. So after working for a franchise company that is really particular about how their bathrooms are laid out, their fitting rooms and things of that nature, it kind of gave me a taste of, you know, what works and what doesn't and how they really set up their franchisees for success and location and things like that. So I'm really particular about parking, about the layout, location. Does it have opportunity for ADA accessible bathrooms? Is there more than one bathroom? And this building kind of fit that. And I think that's why I fell in love with it, because I was like, oh, this is going to be a great spot for anything you put into it. Mm-hmm. We had looked into being like, should we invest in salon suites? Should we do that? But that was starting to get a little heavy, kind of already saturated. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, what if we turned it into an event space? And the first month that we've been open, it's just
opened
been,
in July officially.
Yes, mm-hmm. We've just been so busy, so grateful. I think our first 30 days, we booked 35 events.
Wow.
So we're just really, from rehearsal dinners to, you know,
birthday parties.
Yes, and bridal showers. And we've booked a wedding. You know, micro weddings are really popular right now. So it's been really neat. Some marketing events, you know, we hope to potentially host some podcasts, you know, fresh and live podcast options and things of that nature. It's just been really neat to see how people want to use it. And we wanted to make it more, less about it being a space and more about an experience. And so, yeah.
What do you think the difference between starting, launching, running a franchise as opposed to your own business, pros and cons of each? Because I'm sure there's people out there that, you know, like the idea of entrepreneurship, have thought about a franchise, have thought about starting their own thing. Kind of lead us through that process a little bit.
Definitely. I would say as a first time business owner, going down the franchise path is a no-brainer, at least for the franchise that I was with. I think everyone has a different story if they've been a franchise owner before. Lizard Thicket Franchising was based out of Atlanta, Peachtree City in particular. They are cream of the crop people. And it's because they started out as a company, just them, a mom and her daughters. And they figured out how hard it is to be competitive in the industry when it's just you, mom and pop per se, I mm-hmm. guess. And so they figured out the perfect recipe and they wanted to share it. And so they're mainly all over the southeast of the United States, but they just have figured out the perfect recipe. And so from the experience I had with them, and I would have loved to continue doing business with them, but I'm a big believer in, like, your business is the best at that size if you were involved in that community. And knowing that I was moving back here to Cookeville, I didn't think that it was fair to my clients to be here and not be there for them mm-hmm. in Franklin and in Murfreesboro. So that's why I decided to sell those to local families, which they're both doing really, really well. And so I think from that perspective, that's why I felt confident doing something on my own, because I had 8 years of learning how to do it. But I don't think there's any, I love a franchise. Now, there's parts of it where I'm like, man, I feel like I'm still making money for someone else mm-hmm. instead of it all coming to my dreams and hopes. But now that I'm opening up this retail side of the Cabin House, I've realized how spoiled I was having a franchise, because they do so many of those things that you don't have to do.
So the building, and what was the vision of splitting the building in two instead of not having one big event space?
Right. And we kind of thought about that, but I do think based on my particular needs for the building, such as there was a couple things that came into play. I don't just have like the pop out tables with the plastic chairs. There's nothing wrong with that, but I wanted to make it more of like an elevated space, and the cost to do that for the whole entire building would have been exponential. So I was like, really what I had found is that there's other venues in the area that host that 150, 200 option, like Leslie Town Center, et cetera. I kind of wanted something smaller that was, didn't feel like if you had a group of 25 or you had a group of 50 that the room was swallowing you up.
Well, and like so sterile, like you said, with the pop-up plastic yes, tables, yes. plastic chairs, that kind mm-hmm, of stuff, mm-hmm. Where, you know, it just feels a little sterile, where it feels mm-hmm. more homey when they're, you know, are they wooden table?
They are, mm-hmm. and wooden chairs yeah. and just, you don't have to put cloths on them if you don't want to, you know, linens on them if you don't want to. I think it was more of a, kind of going back to that experience of where you can come in and just bring your catering, or you can come in and set up for whatever event you have and do very little. And that's the compliment we've received a lot, is that I don't have to do a lot of decorating. And I love that. A lot of natural light, a lot of, you know, of course we have the sound system, different things to kind of set the tone to where you can just come as you are.
And you have a kitchen area that yes. people can use. Mm-hmm. And is that an industrial kitchen?
Or? It's like a small prep. We have a small prep kitchen that has, you know, your fridge with your freezer and a prep area for florals, for small catering, things of that nature. And then we've got a sink and microwave. It's not like a full cooking kitchen.
Yeah.
Which kind of brings me back to one of the reasons too, why we didn't do the entire building, because to in our city, to be able to have more people than what we already are max capacity for, you would have to sprinkle the whole building. And it was something that we were like, okay, we'll come back to it after we've been doing this for a year and see if the investment makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, we're max capacity at like 75.
So the events can be up to 75 people.
Mm-hmm. We have chairs and tables for 75. What I tell people is that if they have an event for 100 people and it's come and go, they can book that, because obviously 100 people won't be in the building all at once. Yeah. So, you know, if it's come and go style. But for full seating, if you plan on everyone sitting there, it's 75.
Well, and I think, you know, different arrangements, like you said, a micro wedding, you need kind of a ceremony area, you need right. maybe a seating area. And so, mm-hmm. You know, there's different, even with a wedding of 30 or 40 people, it wouldn't feel like it's too big no. because you could kind of have the setup of different areas.
Right.
How has running an event space been for you?
It has been, I did a ton of research on it prior, and I think I kind of scared myself. But it's been a joy. I've loved it. I come for every event. I stay for the beginning. I help set up. I help unload the cars. I just can't help myself. I'm just so excited. I love. I love all the things. And so I'm like, oh, I love this. I have my own little area full of decor that people are allowed to use if they want. I help them set that up. So it has been so much fun.
And that was an unexpected bonus,
I assume. Absolutely. I thought that it was going to be opposite, and I've just had so much fun.
Here, the door's open, let yourself in, yes. and you take over, yes. and then now you're like, what can I do? How can I be involved?
Before I know it, I'm eating a plate of cake, and I'm also living my best life with this family that I just met. Yes.
Well, we'll be right back. More on the way with Casey Wallace. Welcome back. This morning, I am talking with Casey Wallace, the owner of Cavin House. So you and your husband started this business together.
Yes.
Is this full time for both of you? You mentioned doing some marketing, branding kind of stuff on the side.
I've always kind of had a few clients that I consult and work with on the marketing side. That was my degree. And I love doing that. I love dabbling in that social media content. But I have gone full force into Cavin House. I actually have kind of not separated, but I've given my clients off to different colleagues of mine so that I can give all my attention to Cavin House. My husband does work full time, and so he helps me on the weekends and the evenings. Yeah. He says he takes the trash out and does whatever I say.
And I think sometimes we forget how much our partners, just their presence and their support, help give peace and calm to the storm of yes. running a business. And so even it's, you know, he may say, I took the trash out, but he also listens to you struggle about, you know, the chair choices or yes. table choices or yes. what, you know, that kind of stuff, where that's super valuable as well. Yes. I think sometimes people downplay that part of things.
Yes. Oh, we do love it. And he works from home. So we've built, you know, have this office area at Cavin House too, that he's there now. So it kind of gives us that flexibility to where yeah. we can be there together. He loves it. I don't know how well we would do all in 24/7 together.
Yeah.
I think I drive him a little crazy. So I think he enjoys having a job to
go to. Some other outlet. Yes. So the other side of your building is a retail space that you're having a grand opening September 23rd. You're kind of doing some soft sprinkle openings until yes. then. Tell me about that space.
Yeah. So coming from a retail background and coming here, there's so many incredible retailers. I've just absolutely loved seeing all the boutiques and the areas for that women have like gone out on their own. I love an entrepreneur. So mm-hmm. I love all these incredible small shops that people have throughout the area. So coming from retail, I didn't want to bring another brand that was going to be similar in style to that. And so another, like a women's boutique, I didn't think that this area needed, because there's just so many wonderful ones already. And they all carry totally different things. I think it's fun. But I kind of had diving into kind of what we did with the event space, how we were like, what need do we need to fill? One thing that we realize is that there's not a lot of places for men to shop. And there are some great men's options at some of our larger stores, but men don't have that in particular specialty shop option here like they did when we were in outside of Nashville. And so my husband and I kind of put our heads together on like what we could do to kind of bring that here. And so we are super stoked to be able to bring men's and women's. I do think that having a women's area of the shop is important because we all know women are shopping for their men, or if men come in there, women want something to shop for as well. So there'll still be an option for women there.
Well, and I was told that it's called a boutique.
Oh, yes. I've heard that term as well.
So, you know, I think that we don't have, that is something that we don't have any of. We had worked with somebody who was trying to open one in Carthage a couple years ago, but just where do you go besides the big box stores in our town? And this community embraces buy shop local so heavily that, you know, there's kids shops that you can buy local. There's women's shops there, but there's not a men's shop. And that's really important. How has that been kind of figuring out how you're going to merchandise men's stuff, how you're going to set up a store?
Yes, it's been challenging for me because I know about women and I know what I would want. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where Devin, I tell him, I'm like, you didn't just help take out the trash. He's been super helpful in the idea of like what the layout's going to look like on the men's side, what even just the tones of woods that we use for the build out, just trying to make it more of a neutral and even not super masculine, because obviously we'll have women's items in there too, but just trying to find that neutral ground. It's been really fun. And
well, and I'm guessing both of you putting your input in, because to me, there's just, wouldn't it be fun to have, you know, pink hangers or whatever, little things like that, where it's like, or he's like, no, you know, it needs to smell like, you know, mm-hmm. teak wood in here, whatever, yes. You know, like just little things like that where you can balance ideas off each other. So it's not leaned one direction or the other. Mm-hmm. And like you said, staying a little bit more neutral.
Yeah. I think I was just with the painter this morning because we're finalizing a few things as we start to open our doors, and just the hues of the woods that we use, and not just using light woods, you know, trying to make it a little bit more median, and some of our doors are darker on that side just to kind of give it that vibe. We will have a seating area with a TV and a coffee maker, something that we wouldn't normally have because, you know, girls, we talk. We don't need a TV to watch. Yeah. But the guys might want to watch the most recent UT or whatever game. Yeah. So we were just trying to incorporate those options.
Well, what kind of merchandise can people expect? How did you set yourself apart? The women's retail side of things, how are you figuring out how to make this different than all the other stuff that people can buy at the really great boutiques that we have around town?
Yeah, so pertaining to the men's, we'll be carrying golf wear, athleisure wear. We'll also be carrying, you know, sport coat options. My husband has always been in tailored suits, and he's done that for a long time on the side. And so he has multiple clients that come to him to get, you know, their yearly sport coat or whatnot. We'll have jean options. So it'll be kind of like a little bit of everything for the men, from if they're going out on the golf course or if they're going to the gym. We'll carry brands like Collar & Co., Built. There's a few really cool brands that no one in the area carries. And that was something else I really wanted to make sure, is that we carry brands that no one else carries, just so that we can offer something different.
Well, and I think that's the thing, is that you do have to figure out how to set yourself apart from other places. Mm-hmm. Has that been a struggle for you to try to kind of figure out your lane?
Because I had been in retail prior, I had a lot of contacts, and I did my best to ask those reps that I've worked with prior, if someone else is carrying this, I don't want to carry it. Mm-hmm. I want to help be a part. I think there's enough piece of the pie for everyone, but I don't want to bite on someone else's slice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think that adding to this retail to make sure that it just doesn't continue to feel oversaturated, I just carry things that no one else has. So there's going to be different, there's going to be a couple little things that overlap, but it's not going to be enough to make a difference.
Are you feeling like the vibe is higher end, kind of price point, kind of shopping wise? This is like a special occasion outfit, or this is kind of your affordable middle of the line? Where, you know, what what would you want your customers to walk in your door to find?
Right. I'm a firm believer that the build out needs to be incredible. I love going into a shop that feels super expensive, but then when I look at the tags, I'm like, oh, I can afford that.
Yeah.
I've always done it. I love a fabulous build out. I want the smell to feel rich. I want it to feel all those things, but I don't want to pay for rich. Mm-hmm. I want a shop clearance. Yeah, that's how I am.
Yeah.
And after working in retail so long, I don't like to pay full price because I've been seeing the wholesale prices for so long.
Yeah.
So I'm a firm believer on when you walk in the store, I want there to be something for everyone. So there will be some higher end price items, but there's still going to be $20 t-shirts. There's going to be a little bit of everything because I think there's something for everyone, different occasions. There's certain things you're going to pay more money for than other things you wouldn't pay as much money for. So I think that people will be surprised that it won't just be expensive items. I like to kind of infiltrate a little bit of everything.
Well, and I think, like you said, that the menswear where, you know, there isn't really a place to get a nice golf shirt besides the big box stores. And so a lot of that men's stuff will be kind of the right market for things. We'll be right back. Stick with us. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm here with Casey Wallace this morning of Cavan House. Event space and retail space soon to open. Grand opening coming September 23rd. Anything people should know about the grand opening, just come by.
Yes. So we at 4 o'clock will have our ribbon cutting, and then we'll be having, you know, hors d'oeuvres, tours for people to see the space. Of course, the shop will be open for people to shop and things of that nature. But yeah, we would love for people to come. I just want to meet faces and see everyone. Yeah. And, you know, if they want to look and see if it's a space for them to book or if they want to shop or.
So as a boomerang, I say, you know, you were here, you left, you came back. So you're a boomerang Cookvillian. Is it amazing how many people you still meet? You know, you're well connected. Your dad's a pastor at a large church. You know, you're on the worship team there. Like, you know a lot of people, but I'm sure you're still meeting new people.
Oh, I literally tell everyone this feels like a totally different Cookeville that I moved away from. Mm-hmm. I mean, not in a bad way by any means. I'm opening a business here because I think it can take it. But I think that, wow, I obviously making friends in your 30s is a lot different than when you're in middle school. But it is wild. I mean, I moved away from here going into high school. I did come back for my senior year, but then I was gone for 10 years and I'm like, whoa.
Do you feel a little bit like almost like the color in The Wizard of Oz, like where it's like, wow, there's a whole bigger picture here than I thought. You know, I think, you know, yeah, you want to come back for family, but it's like, it's still Cookville. I know everyone. I've done all the things. I've, you know all the places. What could be new and exciting?
Right. And I think, too, like after my husband, he grew up in Hendersonville, so he was always so close to Nashville. So getting him to move here was a little bit more of a challenge because I fell in love because I loved Cookville. I wanted to raise my kids here. I mean, who doesn't? It's so precious and wonderful, and the school systems are incredible. And he was like, I don't want to live in a little country town. That's what he just kept saying. I don't want to live in a country town, babe. I don't want to do it. And he has fallen in love with
it. You should have taken him to like Salina and that first and then been like, look how big Cookville is.
Yeah, I think too, because I was like, I grew up in Allgood. And he was like, your dad always says that when you guys were there, they didn't even have a Walmart. And I was like, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it's definitely.
Now we have a Mexican restaurant in Allgood.
Yes. You know, and I love Allgood. And I think just coming back here too and seeing how so many areas rally around business owners and their businesses and how people really do shop local. I think it's not like that everywhere. People don't really understand how, and coming from somewhere else and coming here, it's just been such a breath of fresh air because, you know, when you're super close to Nashville, like where we were, people would rather just drive 15, 20 minutes to Nashville. Mm-hmm. So some of these outlying counties that touch Davidson, they really aren't as successful as people would think just because people would rather go to Nashville, you know? So it's like we're far enough away that it's inconvenient for people to drive. So they really do put their monies and their efforts and their time into here.
Well, and it is a town, like our community, Cookville is a community that people come to. So those outskirt areas, Fentress County, Macon County, Jackson County, they come to Cookville because of the thriving life that we have in the community that we built here. And so they're not going to Nashville as right. much because we have the infrastructure here.
Yeah.
Where did Cavan House name come from?
Yeah. So we had gone back and forth on what should we name this place. And because I so longed to want to do something together, we decided that we would name it Devin and I's name put together. So my husband's name's Devin. I'm Casey. So Casey plus Devin is Cavan. Cavan. So that's where we came
from. And the house is spelled
H-A-U-S.
Like it's British?
German.
Oh, German.
Yes, okay. German. And that's my background. So we liked it. We thought it was different. And everyone, of course, it's been kind of a little bit of chitter chatter about it. And I'm like, well, that's great marketing. So
we
made the right decision.
Yeah. It's like a Cracker Barrel type. You know, if people are talking about it, it works well. So September 23rd, grand opening. People should stop by around 4 o'clock.
Yeah, ribbon cutting at 4.
How has, you know, you had the intention that you wanted to be a part of like the business community in the Cookeville landscape. Mm-hmm. What's your mission or goal? What are you hoping to accomplish by having Cavan House here? You know, what impact do you want it to have on the Cookeville scene?
Right. I think I've just always loved to love on people. Like that's just been kind of the heartbeat of my family and who we are. And having an event space has really opened my eyes up to be able to, you know, we've had memorial services for people. We've had some really hard events there and we've had some really sweet events there. All in those moments, there's just like a thread of being able to love on people in the community. And I think sometimes, especially with social media, things are just so negative and we often see the hardest parts of the world. And so just being able to like create an environment and a space for people to feel loved and walk in those doors and smell a certain scent and hear a certain amount of music and just be able to be like, okay, I'm safe here. And that's kind of what we've tried to create, even on the retail side as well as the event space. That's just kind of always been my motto. Like I want anyone to be able to walk in and feel loved and leave knowing that like they can always come back.
I think that that's kind of the key to success in business is not what you're actually selling or not the space or the service that you're providing. It's the love behind it completely.
Right.
If you feel like you're, they say the happiest people are living in their purpose. And if you feel like your purpose is to provide this retail space that you can come in and people, whether they are shopping for a funeral or they're shopping for a graduation party or, you know, their own birthday party, like you can be a part of those events. I think that that's the most successful business owners don't just feel like they're in it for the profit. They feel like they're in it for the love and the care and the impact that they can make.
Yeah, definitely. And I've just had so much fun. I mentioned that just meeting so many new people. And I'm excited to continue as we open up the retail space because I know that brings a whole different vibe, a different group of people as well. And so they'll definitely be in conjunction. Sometimes I plan on doing some big events in through the holidays and hopefully like around Black Friday, I'm thinking of opening up the event space so that people who are small business owners but don't have a space to open up for Black Friday, I'm thinking about renting out areas in the space for that and just having options for us to collaborate. I just love collaboration. Mm-hmm. I just feel like everybody can be successful. It's like not a competition. Like, let's just help us.
I just wrote a blog about collaboration over competition. And I think that this area really supports that. People and small business owners want to collaborate as much as possible on things. And how can they work together? Where do you see Cavan House being in 5 years from now?
I would love to open multiple Cavan
Houses. It's like you have a newborn baby and it's like, hey, what happens when they're like a 5-year-old? But so multiple spaces.
I would love to. I really think that as we cultivate this brand and kind of turn it into something, I could see us expanding it. I think that we've kind of found a pretty good recipe on what works and kind of, you know, molding that pricing and molding kind of the time frames and things of that nature. But I think that we're being able to help other people, you know, create their own Cavan House in their community. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of people just spreading.
You want to franchise it out.
I know. Right.
when you've got the franchise bug, you've been part of it.
I think I just love seeing other people think that it's like impossible, but then being able to do it. And that's how I was when I first started. I was like, there's things like this that I could never do when I was 24 and started mm-hmm. my first business. And I'm like, now 11 years later, I'm like, no, there's so many people out there that could do it. And I'm obviously, small business is the heartbeat of America. So I'm like, I just don't want people to feel like it's impossible.
Well, and I think that there's so many fears that hold you back and you're like, no one died.
Right.
No one filed bankruptcy. I haven't been thrown in jail. Like, it's okay. Yeah. You know, yes, there's so many scared things out there, fears out there that, you know, want to hold you back. But I think that you being that light of showing, hey, we can do this. And this is, you know, this is something that other people can do. How can people find Cavin House? Where's the physical location?
Yeah. So we're at 453 East Broad Street, Cookeville, 38501.
Was the old Green Acres?
I believe so.
Laundromat. Yeah. And it was, I didn't even know it was a working building because I drive past that. I live in Allgood, drive mm-hmm. past it every single day, multiple times a day, thought it was a rundown building. And as it got painted on the outside, it has become a beautiful building in that area, next to the Birdwell Law offices,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So a beautiful space. And how about if people want to follow along
they can follow us on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok at Cavin House. And then we have a website, www.cavinhouse.com.
CavinHouse.com. And people order, like, will they be able to purchase retail stuff online? Or is
we're making our way that way. A lot of the brands we carry, because they're not known or they're not carried in this area, they're not going to be allowing us to sell them online because they're really popular in other mm-hmm. areas. So we're navigating that. Right now, everything's going to be in store.
Well, and I think sometimes shopping, at least for women, I don't know, I'm not a man, I don't know as much, but feeling the materials and being in there and then just knowing kind of your vision, mm-hmm. I think that customer service aspect of trying it on and having somebody, you know, give you feedback and that experience, where I think there's so many women, probably especially, that hate shopping, trying to kind of create a experience of it that's
right.
pleasurable and enjoyable
right.
and not just, you know, kind of...
Absolutely.
And that's more helpful than ordering something online. You can do that on Amazon and, you know, ship it back when it doesn't fit. But, you know, having somebody who can kind of give you some feedback is always valuable. So CavinHouse.com on Broad Street.
Yes.
Check out the new location, September 23rd. Anything else that you want to let our listeners know?
Just come see me. I want to meet more people.
And so are you plan on kind of being in there as it opens for the most part?
Yep. Every day. We're always there usually. You'll see my vehicle. Come on by.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being here, Casey. Best of luck to you. I'm so excited to see this new business thrive in our community.
Thank you for having me.